How does non-smoking tie into this?
Well, it turns out that of the determinants about whether you do or do not have the epidermal growth factor receptor mutation is that a no smoking history, a never smoking history, is one of the most important associations between having that mutation. The other one is being from East Asia. The countries where this has been extensively studied are Japan, Korea, and Taiwan. And those two are very important determinants about whether you do or do not have the mutation. The part that we don't quite yet understand is whether everybody has that underlying risk of getting that mutation, and that the people who smoke end up getting a genetic chain associated with smoking that takes place first before they have the chance to develop it, or whether there's something specific about the people who develop that epidermal growth factor receptor mutation. And that's going to take some additional clinical research to be able to determine the difference between the two.